Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, November 10th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of technology news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Shelly Group invitation to earnings webcast call on the 13th of November 2025 on unaudited 9M 2025 results. Shelly Group SE, a provider of IoT and smart building solutions, is inviting investors and analysts to an earnings webcast call on 13th of November 2025. Co-CEOs Dimitar Dimitrov and Wolfgang Kirsch will discuss the unaudited 9M 2025 results in English. The company develops, designs, and distributes IoT solutions for DIY and professional users with a strong presence in German-speaking countries and over 100 countries worldwide. For more information, contact Investor Relations at Cross Alliance Communication GmbH.
D-Wave QBTS Advantage 2TM quantum computer now available for U.S. government applications at Davidson Technologies. D-Wave Quantum Inc. announces that their Advantage 2TM quantum computer is now operational at Davidson Technologies, supporting U.S. government applications. The system, located in Huntsville, Alabama, aims to address national defense challenges and run sensitive applications. This collaboration between D-Wave and Davidson marks a significant step in accelerating the U.S. government's use of quantum computing. The quantum computer is available for customer use through D-Wave's LeapTM real-time quantum cloud service, offering solutions for national defense, logistics optimization, AI, and materials science.
DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, drives innovation as global AI expansion accelerates. DataVault AI Inc., listed on NASDAQ as DVLT, is at the forefront of driving innovation as global AI expansion accelerates. With patented platforms like DataScore, DataValueR, and the DataVault Bank R wallet infrastructure, DataVault AI positions itself as a leader in high-performance computing, tokenized data assets, and enterprise Web3-style platforms. As artificial intelligence continues to revolutionize industries worldwide, DataVault AI specializes in AI-driven data monetization, valuation, and tokenization across various sectors. The global AI market is projected to reach $2.47 trillion by 2032, showcasing the immense growth potential. Investors can find the latest news and updates on DVLT in the company's newsroom. TechMediaWire is a specialized communications platform focused on technology-driven companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. Mission IR News breaks, Masimo Group, NASDAQ MMO, reports Q3 2025 net income of $1.5 million, 42% gross margin, highlighting strong operational turnaround. Masimo Group, a provider of power sports vehicles and related equipment, reported revenue of $16.999 million and net income of $1.53 million for Q3 2025, showing a significant improvement from the prior year. The company achieved a 42% gross margin, up from 27% in Q3 2024, driven by a more profitable product mix and cost efficiencies. Operating expenses decreased 20% year-over-year, supporting income from operations of $1.79 million. Masimo Group's disciplined expense management and shift towards higher-margin products led to this operational turnaround.
Q&A with Ron Afroni, CEO and co-founder at Phlox and president at the NixOS Foundation. Ron Afroni, CEO and co-founder at Phlox and president at the NixOS Foundation, shares his journey from software engineer to leading large-scale projects. Realizing the power of Nix, he co-founded Phlox to make it accessible to the engineering community. Phlox offers a platform with over 150,000 packages for deterministic environments and native CI/CD integrations. Their Kubernetes Uncontained feature ensures reproducible workloads. Flock stands out by preventing compatibility and security issues up front, providing access to a vast package repository. Early adopters like Arcesium and Posthog have seen streamlined onboarding and reduced friction. With recent funding, Flock aims to enhance universal development infrastructure, compliance management, and security. By providing consistent environments for AI development and deployment, Flock enables faster innovation without sacrificing reproducibility. B2I Digital partners with Roth Capital for 14th Annual Technology Conference. B2I Digital, Inc. partners with Roth Capital for the 14th Annual Technology Conference, connecting 100-plus companies with institutional investors on November 18th, 19th in New York City. The invitation-only event will feature one-on-one meetings between executives and investors, as well as discussions on topics like the crypto landscape and AI data centers. As marketing partner, B2I Digital will leverage its extensive network to enhance visibility for presenting companies. This collaboration reflects B2I Digital's mission to connect growth-oriented companies with targeted investors through digital marketing and in-person engagement. For more information, visit b2idigital.com/14th-annual Roth Technology Conference.
Mission IR News breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, launches Hope Therapeutics' one-day TMS protocol for treatment-resistant depression in Florida. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has launched Hope Therapeutics Team's one-day TMS protocol for treatment-resistant depression in Florida. The AMPA-1D protocol combines a single day of transcranial magnetic stimulation with physician-prescribed D-cycloserine and listexamfetamine, showing response rates of 87% and remission rates of 72% in non-randomized trials. Under the direction of Medical Director Dr. Rebecca Cohen, Hope Clinics in Sarasota, Naples, and Fort Myers are now offering the protocol, with 6 Florida locations expected by year-end. Dr. Cohen believes these results have the potential to revolutionize TMS therapy, offering a rapid, one-day approach that could transform care for millions battling depression and PTSD. OTR Solutions and Load Connect partner to combat fraud in the freight industry with integrated credit approvals. OTR Solutions and Load Connect have partnered to introduce a new layer of security and transparency in the freight industry to protect carriers from fraud. By integrating Load Connect's load management platform with OTR's credit data, carriers can now access valuable credit and fraud prevention data directly on the load boards they use. This partnership aims to provide a safer booking experience and safeguard carriers from the growing threat of freight fraud. With carriers losing millions each year to fraud schemes, this collaboration addresses a critical industry challenge by enabling carriers to make informed decisions before accepting any load. By combining OTR's credit intelligence with Load Connect's platform, carriers gain real-time protection within their dispatch workflow, enhancing transparency and trust in their operations.
Investor News breaks. Secure private data, Lila. OTUSFGDT0 partners with Quaestor Federal Consulting to form Secure National Security Team. Secure Private Data Lidid Sikwar Havharo has partnered with Quaestor Federal Consulting to create the Secure National Security Team, NST. The collaboration aims to enhance Secure's secure communications technology within the U.S. national security landscape. Quaestor, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, brings over 400 years of combined defense and intelligence community experience to the table. Quaestor President Phil Oakley highlighted the importance of secure communication in the digital age, stating that Secure offers an elegant solution to this problem. For more information, visit Secure Private Data's website at www.secure.com. New implants defy necessity of brain surgery against cancer. Microscopic wireless electronics developed by Massachusetts Institute of Technology researchers could revolutionize brain surgery by eliminating the need for invasive procedures when treating tumors and neurological conditions. These tiny devices, demonstrated in mice, can self-navigate to diseased brain tissue and deliver electrical stimulation without human guidance. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ, CNSP, are closely following the development of these implants. To stay updated on the latest news and updates regarding CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. and SP, investors can visit the company's newsroom. TinyGems, a specialized communications platform, is dedicated to highlighting innovative small-cap and mid-cap companies with promising futures. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Data center build-out strains power infrastructure and AI supply chains. A massive global demand for artificial intelligence computing is straining data center supply chains and power infrastructure. The latest Data Center Construction Cost Index 2025 to 2026 by Turner & Townsend reveals that the rapid expansion of AI facilities has pushed the industry to a critical point. The race towards high-performance data centers is testing the limits of power grids, cooling systems, and construction capacity. This strain comes at a time when companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are making significant progress in the field. Investors can find more updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focused on tech companies driving the future of technology.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.